League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's do this. It's a great night for soccer talk on the radio. It's a great night here at Gow Media. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Join me, Glenn Davis, tonight here. For the best in soccer talk, yes, it's self-proclaimed. We lead with the Champions League, which rolled on today. First leg matches between Manchester United and Sevilla, Shakhtar Donetsk of the Ukraine, and Roma. Yesterday, just a spectacular match between Chelsea and Barcelona, full of intrigue, differing styles, hit posts, and yes, a Messi/Iniesta moment. This is the year of the World Cup in Russia, and while the Dynamo tonight are out in Tucson, Arizona, taking on the Phoenix Rising in a preseason match, we are here talking football. At halftime, it's the Dynamo 1, Phoenix Rising 0. Arturo Alvarez, the goal scorer in that game. Hey, footballers stealing cabs. Yes, you heard it. Not sure whether I should laugh or cry, but when you are the last team in the Premier League and you're in the relegation zone, I think you might cry. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. We stream, as always, on ESPN975.com. Jose Partida behind the glass tonight producing, as well as Victor Ariza in studio as well. I'm going to get some opinion on both of them on our question of the day here on Soccer Matters. By the way, Jose Partida is a proud, unabashed Barcelona fan. So, just letting you know that. You Real Madrid fans, don't let that deter you from listening to the show, okay? We're on Facebook Live. Victor Ariza, also a regular contributor here on Soccer Matters, big part of the show. And we thank our presenting sponsor, as always, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. And more importantly, you the caller and listener. So let's get after it tonight. Call in 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, whatever is on your soccer mind. The question of the night. What is the first professional soccer game you ever went to? Professional soccer game. So I don't want your under seven son's game or daughter's game. I want your first professional soccer game you went to. And I'm sure there's some beauties out there. Me, it was Randall's Island, New York Cosmos, pre-Pelé period. Field wasn't the greatest, stadium wasn't the greatest, but to a little kid, the players in uniform looked giant. And I remember the New York Cosmos had a guy named Juan Masnik, who played for Uruguay, I believe, in a World Cup. So, Randall's Island, near Manhattan in New York, has been a hotbed of amateur soccer, but the New York Cosmos, before they blew up, and Pelé actually did play there, his first ever game against the Dallas Tornado. Then they went to Yankee Stadium, and then they ended up in the Meadowlands, and the Cosmos lore and everything that went with it went on. So that's mine. What is yours? First professional soccer game that you ever went to? 713-780-3776. You can also talk Manchester United and Sevilla. All right, so Manchester United fan. Positive first leg result for United, I suppose. Sevilla outshot United 25-6. They're going to lament the fact that they didn't score goals. And United had a blazing one shot on goal. Starting on the bench. It's hard. I've said this before and I'll say it again. It's the wrong manager for United, the wrong manager for United, and it's lore and history of how they have played the game. You're going to hear people say this when Mourinho leaves one day. Mark my words, that he was the wrong manager for United. That's not going out on a limb, by the way. There is just this nebulous cloud of pragmatism that is held over this team that he's on. Sevilla had 12 corners to 4 for United, 57% of the possession, and Jose was upset before the game when asked about Paul Pogba, who was either sick or in Mo's doghouse. Now, interestingly enough, Pogba had to come on 17 minutes into the game after a hamstring injury that occurred with Ander Herrera. So, Manchester United fan, how do you feel about this United performance after watching Chelsea and Barcelona yesterday? United, by the way, is home to Chelsea this weekend. That is a tasty one. Then March 10th, they got Liverpool. So I guess the King's Court and the Gorgeous Gael are going to be packed. By the way, next Wednesday, live show, Gorgeous Gael, 5555 Morningside, West University, be there. Dynamo players will be there. We're going to be kind of doing a kickoff party for the 2018 season. It is a Soccer Matters event. So let's go to Patrick as we started off here tonight. By the way, again, question putting out, first professional soccer game you ever went to. Patrick, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to, the first professional soccer event that I went to was the Seattle Sounders versus the Portland Timbers.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one. What year was that?
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, so you went to, in modern times, Seattle and Portland, which is a rivalry that dates way back. Wow. Take away from that game.
Yeah,
that
I'm
day.
Just I'm just new, really, to soccer, to be honest with you. I've always been a hockey or a football guy, but definitely getting into it and definitely have a strong opinion about a certain player as well. I'm curious, can you maybe tell me why Cristiano Ronaldo is not considered the best player in the world by too many people? I mean, I keep hearing about this guy that I'm not going to name, You know who he plays for, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just a homer because I'm a fan. But
well, if you're a fan of Ronaldo and Real Madrid, then you're going to say he's the best player in the world. And if you're a fan of Barcelona and Lionel Messi, you're going to say he's the best player in the world. I think, you know, Neymar's probably in the discussion. De Bruyne's probably in the discussion. But, you know, those two guys kind of go hand in hand. I always make the comparison for people that are general sports fans to Jordan and Bird, right? They drive each other. They put the La Liga in marquee lights. They can't go on forever. We're lucky to be in a time period where we're able to watch them on a weekly basis. I think they're both, I think more in the case of Cristiano Ronaldo, that he has had to change a little bit more as a player, whereas I don't think Messi has had to. But, you know, take your pick. They're amazing. They're amazing, but they are very different types of players as well. And by the way, if you know the quality of those guys, there's a thing called jealousy too, and there's a thing called banter and people just going at each other. But as for me, I'll watch either of those guys any day of the week.
All right. Okay, well, I mean, I get it. I just
we all have choices, Patrick. I wouldn't lose sleep over it.
I'm not losing sleep necessarily. I'm just kind of get annoyed when I hear the Messi fans, because until he does something for his country, I mean, I don't want to hear it, you know, and until he shows up in the when he needs to show up for his team.
Well,
I'm kind of done.
And that's why I wouldn't mind if he won the World Cup with Argentina this summer, because I just think it's kind of the exclamation point on everything. He is a guy that's just a wonder to the eyes. You want to watch him play. All these people that are Ronaldo fans, trust me, they want to watch him play too if they're real soccer fans. But, you know, fans can be goofy. We know that, and that's okay. I'd rather have goofy fans in a filled stadium than an empty stadium with nobody with an opinion. And that's why I'm glad you've kicked it off here tonight with an opinion.
Thanks a lot, man. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks. All right. Thank you, Patrick. 713-780-3776. First professional soccer game you ever went to. Jose, what about you? Producer extraordinaire, what was the first ever professional soccer game you went to?
My first one was I actually had a hard time remembering this. I don't know why, but it was.
How old are you?
I am 23.
Memories fading already? Started eating some jellyfish out on Bel Air Boulevard.
My first one was a friendly between Mexico and the United States where they drew 2-2, and Johnny Magallon scored both goals.
Where was that game?
NRG. I think it was called Reliant back then.
Ah, very good. Yeah. Give Reliant a plug. Reliant, we're here. 713-780-3776. So that's a good one. Victor Ariza of Soccer Matters. First ever soccer game that you went to.
See, I thought Jose was going to...
Jose took your thunder, didn't he?
Yes, but no. The first one I went to was actually, I think, the first soccer match at Reliant Stadium, USA-Mexico, when they finished 0-0.
Yeah.
That was the first time I got to go to a game, and I got to witness what the soccer crowd was like.
Yeah.
And
That was a big moment. By the way, I was behind the stadium. I mean, behind the goal with... At that time, a guy named Daryl Ewalt, RIP, who was with HDNet, and that's when we were doing the HDNet Game of the Week, and Marcelo Balboa. We stood behind the goal that night, and that was the game that Lone Star Sports and Entertainment helped bring to town, and it kind of announced to the entire country what a soccer city Houston was. So that was your first ever game.
That was my first ever game.
Well, yeah. You picked a good one.
I'd never.
That's history.
I didn't pick it myself. I have friends of my parents are the ones that kind of invited us and took me along, again, on the heels of that 0-2 World Cup and what happened there. So I'll never forget it.
Pretty incredible. That's a good one, Victor. I like that. 713-780-3776. First professional soccer game you ever went to. I want to hear from you. 713-780-3776. Is the number. Let's go to Jason. Jason, what do you got?
How you doing, man? First off, my first soccer game I ever went to was the United versus City game that was here last year.
Yeah, you picked a good one, too.
Yeah.
So ever since you went to that game, the only game you'll go to now is when there's 65,000 people. You've gotten very elitist, haven't you? You won't go watch the Dynamo. You won't watch the Houston Dash. But you will go when the Premier League comes to Houston.
Well, I'm also an Arsenal fan. And that's also what I'm calling about. I have a couple of Arsenal questions.
Go for it.
First one, do you think we're going to make top four this year? I know we've got some really good acquisitions that we've recently got. But I'm just curious to see what your opinion is on that. And my second question is, why do you think that Arsenal fans get such a bad rap? Because I feel like we do. I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, that's interesting. Why do the Arsenal fans get a bad rap? Arsenal fans, if you're out there, I want to hear from you or anybody else. Is it because Arsenal's a bit of a whiner? Is there an element of whining there? Why do the Arsenal fans get such a bad rap? It's a good question. I'm not sure I really know the answer to that. Sometimes you take on the personality of maybe your manager. So if your manager is whining a lot, I mean, look at Pep Guardiola. With all the things he's doing, look at how many people can't seem to stand him because of some of the things he says or because he's angry or, maybe he doesn't shake somebody's hand correctly at the end of a game. I don't know. Arsenal in 6 on 45 points, I don't think they are going to make the top four. I think the top four, we already know who's won the Premier League, by the way, talking about Pep. So Man City's won it going away here. It's not even close. United, Liverpool, Chelsea, and Spurs are going to fight for those final three Champions League places. In my opinion, Arsenal's an outsider. 713-780-3776. First ever professional soccer game you went to. So we've had two Houston entries. We've had Victor Ariza with the 0-0 U.S.-Mexico game, way back. And by the way, the first ever band to play were the Rolling Stones. So I'm expecting if you got a good producer, they kind of pick up on what the commentator is saying and they're not watching TV. And they usually will take you to break with a Rolling Stones song. So we're going to find out if Jose Portita is actually listening to me, because I see him trying to multitask in there. So we're going to find out if my producer actually is listening to his commentator on the air. This is awesome. He's going to probably play a song from Drake.
I don't understand.
71, that was Roberto Mancini. 713-780-3776. We got more phone calls rolling in here. Let's go to Terrence. Terrence, what's on your mind tonight? First professional soccer game that you ever went to, Terrence?
Yes, my first professional match I ever went to, I was stationed in England. I got to go up there. I brought my dad with me. He watched when he could when I played Little League. And I had some friends, they diehard American regular football fans, and they came with me and everything. And we caught the underground up to Fulham and watched Fulham Aston Villa back in 2008. And just the electricity and everything, because they didn't understand how fun the game was until they actually got to sit in the stadiums and everything. And that was the first time I seen the most Americans play over in the EPL in one game. And I was excited because I was like, hey, this is my thing. I love it. And when we left, not only that was my first match I got to do, I got to change some minds with it at the same time. So that was a very fulfilling day.
You know what you just described, Terrence? You described an amazing experience, but you also described, I think, what, you know, you get somebody into a stadium to feel the passion, and it can give them a different perspective on the sport of football, as it's called worldwide, or soccer. So, by the way, this happened to me. You know, I watch MotoGP on TV, and I'm like, that's cool. I mean, they're flying on bikes, and then I flip the channel. Well, I went and watched it at the Circuit of Americas, and when you're there live, and you're seeing these guys, you know, they're gymnasts on motorcycles at these ridiculously stupid speeds. Your appreciation goes to another level. So I'm all with you there with the live side of things. By the way, are you military?
Not anymore. I got out in December 28th of 2011. I did 16 years for my service in the Air Force.
Boy, we thank you for your service, Terrence. That's a great phone call. Thank you very much tonight.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Terrence Fulham. I'm imagining he was watching Clint Dempsey. Let's go to AY. AY, how about that question of the day? First professional soccer game you ever went to?
The first professional soccer game I went to in Houston, Texas, let me put it in Houston, Texas, was the Nigeria-Mexico game in 2013.
Great game. Yes, and you're a Super Eagles fan. I know that.
Yes. It was a good game. And the atmosphere, fortunately for me, the number of Mexicans, well, maybe out of 65,000, there were at least 62,000 Mexican fans. Maybe about 3,000 Nigerian fans that day. So it was outweighed, but it was a great atmosphere. It was a great atmosphere.
So how
also,
do you... go on.
Also, I want to comment about the game of yesterday. As I told you last week, I'm a Chelsea fan.
Yep.
You know, and we had that game. Unfortunately, that defensive blunder might have just cost us the Champions League. That defensive blunder of yesterday by Christensen and Alonso that got Messi that goal. The first goal he ever scored against Chelsea.
You know, that was I felt sad for him because he's very talented. He's 20. He's done well. But, you know, you heard Antonio Conte say, we played Barcelona as good as we could have played him. Willian hits the post twice. I thought they were extremely dangerous on the counterattack, despite the fact that they only had 30% of the ball. And I thought they defended spectacularly against Barcelona. So I'm with you. That had to be a major body blow to leave there not winning 1-0 and conceding that road goal.
You see the problem. That means for Chelsea to qualify, we have to score at Nou Camp in 3 weeks' time. We just have to score. That would be a difficult task, to score in Nou Camp. We just have to score.
Yeah, it's a difficult task getting the ball at the Nou Camp, let alone scoring, right?
No, we can get a ball on the counter. The counter will always be there because the counter will be there. Maybe Hazard or someone. And unfortunately, right now, we still don't have that number nine player for Chelsea, that pinpoint man that can cause havoc. We just don't. That's an issue. But Let's see how it goes. But let me think about Sunday. Sunday is the main thing right now. Our 3 weeks' time is still very far. Things can change. But right now it's Sunday. After Sunday, next Saturday with Man City. Chelsea is going to have, we have a tough task. It's tough. Then later on, Barcelona. When you have back-to-back to all three games on the road.
Tough.
All of them. But it's always nice listening to you, Glenn. And I will call back next week.
Please do. And we love your contribution. So that's a great one there. AY. I like AY. AY is representing the Nigerian community out there on this show. And we know how much people love the game of soccer. And I had a chance the other day. We talked to Leon Balogun, who's the center back for Nigeria, talking about the World Cup on a phone call. And, man, this guy, he actually was born in Germany to a German mother and a Nigerian father. And he sounds very German, but he's one of the talented center backs for Nigeria. Nigeria, by the way, was the first team out of Africa to qualify for the FIFA World Cup after beating Zambia. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, what's on your mind? First professional soccer game you ever went to, Ryan?
It was Sky Blue FC at the Houston Dash in 2013. And after the game, I got to meet my favorite athlete ever, Sophie Schmidt, a midfielder from Canada.
Yeah, I remember her. Very good player. So that was a good one. I was glad to hear the NWSL represented, and we're 6 years into the NWSL, which, by the way, is the longest women's professional soccer league ever in history. It still has its challenges, as we know. The Dash still trying to make inroads in this community, have a new coach in Vera Powell from the Netherlands, and we're hoping to have her potentially over at our live show next Wednesday at the Gorgeous Gale. So if you're around and you want to meet the new Dash coach, let me know.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going live next Wednesday.
I love the women's game.
You know what I love about the women's game? I love how honest they are. There's no diving. No diving. No.
It's all true, honest play.
Yep. And guys, take that to heart. Think about that. I don't need to go any further. Just think about that. Appreciate your phone call. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ryan.
Yes.
All right. Bye. So there's one for the Dash and Sky Blue. 713-780-3776. First professional soccer game you ever went to. Do you remember it? Tell me what it was. First professional soccer game you ever went to. James, tell me, what was the first game you ever went to? I'm here with bated breath.
I went to the World Cup 1984 as a very young kid. Germany, Bolivia, born in New York, Bolivian descent. And it was a great honor to be part of a first game in a World Cup. So that was my first professional memory of a soccer game.
I think James just blew it out of the water. You know, friendlies don't count when a man comes on and says he went Germany, Bolivia at the World Cup. So, James, you just bingo. If we had a case of Vuklico to give out or make that Carlsberg, we'd give it to you, but we don't. So next time. But you just hit the home run with Germany and Bolivia. What do you remember as a little kid from that day?
I just remember my family and the Bolivian community going against Germany, and we thought that we were going to be blown out of the park, and they Germany won and 1-0, and probably an offside goal by Klinsmann, and just being proud of representing our country and very modest, humble country to go against a world power. And that time's outplayed him. I think, Glenn, you got to call some of those games, I believe, later on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was just a proud memory of just being part of the soccer community for once. But,
yeah.
You know, also a side note, Glenn, I'm probably the only one in the show that's going to know where Randall's Island is. And it shows you how much the game's grown.
Well,
I'm a New Yorker. And back then, Randall's Island, when they had professional games, from what my parents told me, there was no stands, no people just watch these professional teams that are used to stadiums and just hang around the field and watch these professional games in Randall's
kind
Island.
Of concrete, so concrete yeah. bleachers. It wasn't an easy place to get to. And I remember as a kid when Pelé first played there were people stopping on the bridge up above and getting out of their cars and leaning over watching because it was such a big thing in the United States that, you know, Pelé was here. And that day they had to paint the dirt parts on the field with green paint to make it look like it was grass, which obviously didn't come off on TV too well, James. All right. So thank you, James. Appreciate that phone call. That's a good one. James killed it there. Let's go to Zach. Zach, what do you got for first professional soccer game you ever went to?
Back in 2006, I went to a doubleheader in Reliance. It was Barcelona versus Liga MX America.
Club America, yeah.
Yeah, I got to saw a real young Messi with no tattoos and a Ronaldinho, surprisingly. Ooh, almost that. Came back and won. They end up tying the game.
Scored a bunch of goals in the last 10 minutes, right? I think I was calling that game on – I might have actually been calling that for HDNet because we were following Barcelona around. Rijkaard was the manager of the team, and it was Ronaldinho's team at that time. And I don't know if – I remember him coming out in these games like kind of late after everybody came out with a white towel, and it was almost like a rock star was entering the arena, or it was WWE, you know?
I believe it was 3-1. And he ends up scoring 3 goals, but they give up an own goal to tie it 4-4. My memory serves me right.
Unbelievable. That year we did one of those games in the L.A. Coliseum, and there were 90,000 people there. And, again, it was a friendly game.
Lot.
Unbelievable. And he'd come out with the towel, just kind of strut out, and then, you know, start dribbling people and having fun.
Yeah, whoever thought would. My first game was to see Ronaldinho and Lionel Messi.
Not bad. I'm not going to let it trump James because James had Germany Bolivia, an actual World Cup game. But I'll tell you what,
you can't beat a
that's
World
a good
Cup
one.
Game.
That's a good one.
But I got a question.
Yes.
To ask you a blitz question, what are the odds that Liverpool gets second in the EPL this year?
Well, I'm not like Fred Fowler, so I can't give you gambling odds off the top of my head. You know, I mean, I don't go to sleep with you know, Vegas a ticker tape running in my brain like Fred does. So I'm going to stay away from giving you a percentage, but I think they're going to stay up.
You think they'll be able to
I do. I think Van Dijk is settling in. Obviously, he's helping that team defensively. I still think it's... As much as people want to be critical, it still is an entertaining team going forward. It's got a tremendous amount of riches going forward. They are going to score goals. So I'm going to say Liverpool's going to end up in the top four.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dylan Davis. Hopefully I get to see you at the Dash game.
Yeah, and don't forget our live show. I will be down at Dash games this year. And don't forget our live show next Wednesday is over at the Gorgeous Gale 5555 Morningside. So if
I met you over there a couple times.
Yeah, pop over there. We're going to have some giveaways. We're going to have some fun. Even if you don't stay for the whole 2 hours, come on over.
All right, I'll see you there, Glenn Davis.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, so off to a good start here, and we'll keep it going. 713-780-3776. We're talking first ever soccer game you went to, and we've gotten a number of good ones. A number of them were sort of watershed moments in recent times here in Houston, including Victor's call on the U.S.-Mexico first ever game at the Texans Stadium. We've talked Sevilla and Manchester United 0-0. We can talk Barcelona getting the 1-1 draw with a very good Chelsea. And by the way, who shot Willian out of a cannon yesterday? My God. Shakhtar Donetsk 2-1 over Roma today. We have DeMarcus Beasley later on this show. That's going to be one you don't want to miss. And Dr. Joe Machnick, I didn't pronounce it right, Machnick. Dr. Joe, the rules expert for Fox Soccer, just inducted into the Hall of Fame. Very, very interesting story. We'll take a break, 713-780-3776. As we go to break, King's Court, the place to go. It's down at Edo, right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins. 13 TVs, giant big screen at the King's Court. Premier League, La Liga, Champions League, Bundesliga. Get over to the King's Court. Amazing rooftop deck. 24 taps, full bar, extensive spirits, plus wonderful pub food. Say hello to Jay, kingscourttx.com. And my producer was listening. Sympathy for, I'm not giving that guy a mention.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Hazard. Cross for Willianis. Hit the post twice. Trying to create space to go a third time. It's finally in this one. Dangerous ball into the middle. Iniesta is there in front of us. Pilicueta to Messi. First career goal in 9 games against Chelsea. Barcelona finally break through.
Ruthless. And as Antonio Conte of Chelsea said, played as good a game as we could have played against Barcelona. And I'll tell you what, there were times in midfield that Barcelona tried to recover the ball and they didn't. And Chelsea was breaking out through Hazard and Willian like there's no tomorrow. There were moments. And look, we know how big the field is at the Nou Camp. It is a massive surface. And as much as everybody says that plays to the hands and favor and to the feet of Barcelona, a lot of open space is not a bad thing for Willian and Hazard either. So keep that in mind. 713-780-3776 is the number. A quick word here for Azure Salon. It's in the middle of River Oaks and in the West Ave shopping area. The stylists at Azure Salon keep me looking sharp for all my TV work. I appreciate their support. Azure Salon, the place to go. Guys, get over there. I go to Tristan. It's AZURSALON.com. Ladies, if you go over there, they got you covered with color, cuts, extensions, azuresalon.com. Every time I go there, the ladies are getting color or you name it, they're doing it. Guys like me want to get in and out. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number. And that is question of the day, again, is first professional soccer game you ever went to. Jeff, tell us. The floor is yours.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Doing fine. I listen to ESPN all the time. I'm just getting into soccer. I just listened to your show. My first game I went to this year was the Dynamo when they played the LA Galaxy. And it's just to see the endurance that the players have. We were down 3-0, and we ended up coming back tying it up 3-3. And it's a fun sport. I'm going to go to some more games this coming season.
Well, you know what? When you go to your first ever game and see 6 goals, it's usually a good one to maybe get you to come back. And you know, sometimes the moment doesn't live up to it. But you saw a 6-goal game, and obviously you were impressed with the players up close and live and in person. So that's great, and I'm glad you're going back. And, you know, the waters are friendly here. Don't forget to listen to the show and comment when you want.
Will do, man. Them guys, man, they play them drums out there crazy, man. It's awesome, man.
Yeah. Do you remember any of the players? Was there a specific player you liked?
Oh, man. I want to say Beasley.
DeMarcus Beasley. Yeah. Very good one. You picked a good one.
Yeah. He's a good striker. He can really cover the ground.
Yeah. He's had an outstanding career. He's actually one of our guests on the show here tonight.
Oh, really? Well, tell him props to him, man.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much for calling in. We'll see you down at BBVA Compass Stadium, all right?
Okay, it's nice talking to you.
You too, sir. Thank you very much for calling the program. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. And you know, Victor, it is so important that when it's that first ever game for somebody who's a naysayer and, you know, maybe they – you know, they're not convinced about the game of soccer, and it's a very simple game. They're not convinced. But if they're a naysayer and they go out to a game and it's an absolute dud, like I remember the Dynamo were before a big international game, and, you know, you're always sitting there hoping it's going to be an attractive, entertaining game. It ended 0-0. It was a Dynamo LA, and I don't remember. Yeah, you know what? It might have been in front of Barcelona, and it was over at Now Energy. Back then it was Reliant. And, you know, you just kind of cringe, you know, because it was a bad game. The two teams didn't play very well. there was nothing exciting about it, and you just go, okay, and now Barcelona's coming out on the field with Ronaldinho. You know, it's not the night you want, and sometimes it just happens. That guy went to a game and saw six goals.
Yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, that was a 1-0 loss. Santino Quaranta scored that goal.
Was it a 1-0 loss? It was Santino?
Yeah.
I like Santino. He's a great guy. Me and him called a few games together, and I don't know why DC dropped him as their commentator, but I liked him a lot. I thought he was a promising young commentator.
Yeah, but that's why first impressions are so important, and especially, like you said, when you have naysayers. I mean, and you'll have some guys, I think, some guys here at the station, if I recall, I think A.J. Hoffman's been to like a soccer game.
And we've got an A.J. down there, yeah. Fred's been down there.
And I think that's kind of allowed those type of guys to earn a little bit of more respect for the sport. I mean, even if they're not become like lifelong fans, but I mean, it helps.
Yeah, but here's why ESPN Radio and Gal Media is different, because people over here, even the other commentators, I'm not pushing soccer on anybody, but they respect it. I think they respect this program, and that's very important, because we're on a massive soccer city. It still hasn't played out on the MLS side, and we want it to play out on the MLS side. But that's very, very important, because, you know, it'd be like me disrespecting what these athletes in other sports do as well. Now, curling, that to me is not a sport. I mean, I saw somebody doing that with a broom and one of those vacuum cleaner circular things that go around your living room. But, you know, honestly, that's important. You know, we can't claim to want to be the Premier League and do all these things without engaging others that are influential in the sports community. And it's very, very important. And you can't play the game in your backyard. You can't have teams that don't have vibrant, inspirational personalities, because every sport has them. The Texans got J.J. Watt. The Rockets have Chris Paul now to go along with the beard, James Harden. I mean, the Astros, I mean, that is a case study in personality. Those guys and their personality and the way they play baseball and their humility and their passion, that attracts fans. They speak about their team. They speak about the sport in glowing terms. They don't do an interview and act like they're disengaged and not interested, because they understand that when they get a platform with a microphone in front of them, it's a platform for the Houston Astros. So I hope athletes don't lose that opportunity to realize that every time they get a platform, they are speaking to people, and it's an opportunity to grow your club and your sport. And in soccer, we need the platform. And right. That's why we give all the Dynamo players one here. We give the Dash, and we're going to do that next Wednesday over at the Gorgeous Gale.
And it's also making that great first impression, not only in front of people who aren't fans of the sport, but people who are fans of the sport, who, let's say in this case, aren't fans of Major League Soccer. If you come to them and you say, hey, listen, oh, you watch Liga MX, or you watch, you know, European soccer, and you come to them and you're like, hey, man, MLS is just as good. You paint the wrong picture from the beginning, and they're going to think you're disrespecting their league. So whenever they come to a game, and they can tell, they're soccer people, they can tell when they come to a game, they can see what's wrong with the team or not. And so, like I said, it's first impressions matter, and especially when you're trying to win over fans of other leagues.
By the way, I may be the first guy ever in the studio to do a radio show with a suit jacket on. My thanks to Apsley Taylors in Hong Kong for hooking me up with a couple of great suits while I was over there. That's a thing a guy has to do. When you go to Hong Kong, you got to get a custom suit. It's a thing you got to do. It's noted for that, along with eating some seafood over there. So let's go to the phone lines again. 713-780-3776. Question of the day is, first ever professional soccer game you went to. Let's go to Keith. Keith, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good, although it's evening time where I am. Where are you? It's dark outside.
I very seldom ever listen to sports talk anymore. Just gotten older and lost interest in a lot of NFL, NBA, stuff like that. And soccer has picked up the tempo to where I really enjoy it a lot.
Well, you know what, Keith? We want you as a regular listener. I'm going to open my arms to you, and thank you very much for taking the time out to call.
Driving home from church and just happened to have it on and listen to it. I've listened to you for a long time. You're very, very easy to listen to, very pleasant. I enjoy your calls on the soccer games.
Keith, what are you telling me? I'm putting you to sleep on the couch?
1993, I went to England to visit a long-lost, on my mother's side, cousin,
right,
and went to Tottenham and West Ham in Tottenham in North London.
Wow, Spurs hammers.
It was awesome. I'm coming out of the underground there, and the West Ham bus is just driving up to the stadium, and these group of hoodlums, I guess you call them, started throwing rocks and bottles and everything at the West Ham bus, and I'm saying, whoa, man, this is great. I love this sport before I even went in the stadium.
So
that's a rough part of town in a really blue-collar type of soccer, but thoroughly enjoyed it.
So wait a minute. Can I get something right here? You said you just came from church, but you joined a hooligan West Ham gang while you were over in England?
No. I was coming out of the tube, and when the West Ham bus pulled up to the stadium, a bunch of hooligans, you know, I guess punks who lived in the neighborhood there in London, that was their big thing, was to throw rocks and bottles at the opposing team's bus when they come into Tottenham.
Yeah, a lot of those guys have been priced out of the market these days, the way the Premier League is. And I was just kidding with the hooligan thing. But that is a scary sight for people back in those days, because it was a hardcore element that followed a lot of these teams. They've extracted that out of the game. They've had a couple of very serious stadium disasters like Hillsborough, that were just incredibly tragic and I would have to even say just stupid and senseless when it comes to a loss of life. You know, you always get people that go over the top. You had some fan come on and have an altercation with Aguero after Manchester City got knocked out by Wigan, which was, by the way, just phenomenal from a Wigan standpoint, not the guy coming on the field. But, Jeff, thank you for calling. Anything else you want to say before I let you go?
Well, the quality MLS, when I watch the Bundesliga now on Fox and English Premier League, and I do go to a lot of the Dynamo games, I'm hoping the quality of play improves, but there's so many expanding teams. How can you improve quality when you keep expanding so many cities?
Well, expansion is a big thing for them, and there's a lot of reasons why. Some I would say and some I won't say, but, you know, look, there is an appetite for the sport now in this country. There are people with big money that are getting involved. You know, Miami now, you got Toronto FC. There's these mechanisms now that can help separate you called TAM and GAM, which are ways of increasing your budget in a salary cap league. We got to be a little bit careful that we don't start taking jobs away from 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old American players that should be on rosters, as opposed to, you know, an average player from the Caribbean or an average player from South America. On that note, they are picking up some tremendous young talent, though, from these areas as well. So it's an interesting dynamic time. I do think it's shaping out that, you know, the rich are going to become richer, and there is a bar being raised by lots of owners, and they're trying to stunt the bottom half of the league, but there's a lot of money involved now, and I mean, I thoroughly enjoy Major League Soccer. I love the product. I think you have to be relative. You should never, ever lack confidence in the MLS product, and, you know, these people that say, Jeff, oh, wow, you know, it can't hold a candle to the Premier League, the Bundesliga, La Liga. It's not even close. Well, guess what? 95% of the world's leagues are like that, okay? Every single other league in the world are feeder leagues to those leagues, because that's where the money really lies. So, Jeff, a great phone call. I thank you very much for that. Sorry for the long-winded response there.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, that's Jeff. Love that. So if you're ever going from church and you're on the way home, come into this church. And I'm not even going to say what you might think I was going to say, but I'm not going to say it, because we are just preaching the game of football here. This is entertainment. This is fun. This is us getting together in what is an amazing soccer city. And I'm not buying into any of this stuff that we're not a good sports city, we're not a good soccer city. I'm not buying that. I don't want to hear that. I'm sick and tired of hearing that. I think it's a major league cop-out. There are people from all over the world here that love the game of soccer. No more cop-outs. We got to take responsibility for what we're doing. And I got friends that are huge Dynamo fans. I got friends that are fans of other teams from around the world, from the countries they grew up in, and we're all trying to bring them to the table as well. All right, I'm going to remind you again, presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878, bilingual. Nobody wants to get in an accident, but, you know, at some point you're going to get in the fender bender or car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, doesn't matter. Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. They work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. 713-322-HURT. Or go to the website for advice at DaspitLaw.com. Proud sponsors of Soccer Matters. Next Wednesday, we go live at the Gorgeous Gale in West University, 5555 Morningside. Liverpool fans, you better be out there.
ESPN 97.5.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
This time he's gone beyond Adriano, and the low ball is turned in by Müller. And Bayern Munich finally make the breakthrough. And there is as much relief as celebration around this stadium.
Keep that rolling. I love this song. John Kay and Steppenwolf. It's a magic carpet ride. So, you just heard Thomas Müller's goal there. 5-0 Bayern Munich over Besiktas. Besiktas had a player sent off in that one. Lewandowski got two. Müller had two. And Bayern Munich, are they the favorite right now? 713-780-3776 to win the Champions League. Or is it Manchester City? Or is it Barcelona? Or am I missing a team? 713-780-3776. We'll also take your phone calls on first ever professional soccer game you went to. Here is an interesting note. Guess what? Ahead of the Dynamo Atlanta game, the opener for the Dynamo in 2018, I get a tweet from Terminus Legion Houston. There is a 10 to 15 person Atlanta United supporters group here in Houston. The head chapter is in Atlanta. It's at Terminus Legion, but they are in Houston. So we know there'll be 15 Atlanta fans there. And I think there'll be more, actually. What a story they have been. Tata Martino coming here opening game. Tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. And we're going to do our part next Wednesday. Special Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 live show from over at the Gorgeous Kale, my good friend Peter over there. It's also the home of the Liverpool supporters groups. But we want to see Dynamo fans over there, including El Batallon and Texian Army, you name it, Brick Wall. We want to see all of you over there. So, going to take a quick break here. As we go to break, again, quick reminder, big thanks to Nate Griffin. You know Nate from Channel 26. Super guy. Big supporter of soccer as well. Thank Nate for retweeting this show tonight. We've got DeMarcus Beasley coming up later. We've got a very interesting interview with Dr. Joe Macnick, who was inducted into the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame. DJ Sun is my good friend. He's an expert on Dutch soccer. TheFlatHouston.com. The Flat is in Montrose. It's the home of the best local, national, and international DJs, leading to a wonderful vibe over there. You combine that with the best frozen mojito in Houston, and you have the perfect setup. Check out The Flat. FlatHouston.com. FlatHouston.com. DJ Sun, great guy. Long career in the music industry and a guy that's been at it for a long time. He's a really interesting DJ. All right. So one of my favorites taking us to break right now. We saw him. You know, producer Tyler Scott and I saw him. Gary Clark Jr. with ZZ Top.
Super, yeah, great. I heard about that show.
Yeah.
Apparently, I had a really good time, huh?
Got to meet Gary Clark Jr. Who, by the way, I saw a picture of him. He's got an arm in a cast right now. That's not good for a guitar player. All right, take a break. Bright Lights, Big City. That's Houston, Texas.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.